Welcome to Orbit, the imaginatively titled Daily Thought from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. We've called it this because, as satellites, our orbit around God means checking in with him every day. We're going to release these thoughts as written text and as this short podcast every weekday, meaning you've got the weekends to catch up if you want to. In our first series, we're going to be looking at the life and words of the Apostle Paul, a man who lived in strange times and understood just how important the message of Jesus was for a world in chaos. Today's Bible reading is Philippians 4, verses 12 to 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. So here are some thoughts on that. Paul, as we'll learn over the next few weeks, was a hero of the early church. Having hunted down and killed Christians before he was a believer, he ended up writing huge parts of the New Testament and helped to spread the Christian message far beyond the lands where Jesus walked. But before we get into all that, the first thing we need to know about Paul is that he lived with God at the centre of his life. Yes, you know what I'm going to say. Paul saw himself like a satellite, constantly living his life in orbit around God. Now, in these verses from Philippians, Paul says that he's found the meaning of life, the secret of happiness. And it means that he can be content, truly deep down happy. Happy when things are going well and happy when things are more difficult. Right now, we probably identify more with things being difficult. Everything is different, restricted, chaotic, upside down. We definitely know what it is to be in want, just like Paul did as he battled persecution and prison and sometimes the practical problems of running out of food or shelter. So Paul seems to be a good person to learn from as we seek to follow Jesus and stay positive right now. Paul's secret is simply this: to draw our strength not from ourselves, but from God. To make him top priority in our lives and trust him to sort everything else out. And when we do that, when we choose to rely on God, everything else falls into place, and he gives us peace and true contentment. So, is that something you have done? Or is it something that you could start to do right now? You might want to join me in praying this prayer. Lord God, help me to live with you at the center of my life every day. Show me what it means to rely on you. And give me the strength not only to get through these challenging days, but to have a sense of peace, happiness and contentment too. Amen. And there's now a little chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments in silence. Last thing, each day we'll provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought that we've just shared into action. And here's today's challenge. Just talk to one other person, a friend or a parent or a youth leader or anyone else, about this passage from Philippians and what it says to you. That's it. That's the first challenge. Dead easy. Well, that is all for today. If you want to get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. We're at @stmarys_satellites. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.